Behold, I give unto you power, authority to tread on the devil and his demons, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Next time, son, the devil comes to your house and tries to put some hurt on you, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Start speaking the word.
Amen. Lord, if there's any place I've missed it, I repent.
That's right.
If there's any place, I repent.
That's right.
If I said something wrong to somebody, I repent. Is this girl sitting here your sister or something?
She's a friend of mine.
Oh, just a friend of yours. Okay. Just a friend. So I started to say, if you're your sister, you might say, Lord, maybe I said something to my sister that didn't set just right.
She's a sister.
Okay. She's a sister in Christ, right?
That's right.
But sometimes we do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're walking holy and obedient. We make a little statement to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't even have a clue what you said, especially as a man. But like my wife told me, she's a delicate flower.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I mean, I'll tell you one time, we were just fixing to get married. God already told us to get married. And she was going to come out and go to church out here with me on Sunday morning. And she was driving a little fast coming from there to here. She lived over there in Colleyville. And I'm looking at my watch. What is wrong with this woman? I'm going to be late. I ain't been late in my whole life. And she's going to make me late. Where is this girl? And the phone rang. She said, honey, I'm having a little trouble. I got stopped by a woman police. I said, what were you doing? She said, I was speeding. I said, let me tell you how not to get a ticket. Don't speed. And she went to crying, fell all to pieces. That was the wrong thing. See, you girls know what I mean, right? She says, I'm your delicate flower. You can't talk to me like that. I thought, my goodness, that'd been some old guy. I said, don't speed no more, you dummy. You know, drive the speed limit. Can't talk to her like that. You guys don't fall apart when I talk to y'all like that. Women do. They do. Oh, they go to cry and everything. So when you do that, guess what you do? You're guilty of sin. You know that? Did you know that when you show respect to persons, do you know we got white and black and brown people in here today? Do you know that from all the different colors we've got, if anybody that's a Christian has any kind of difference between a person because of color, do you know you're guilty of sin? You're guilty of sin. I mean, you can't be a preacher and say, well, let me tell you a joke about this black guy. Or let me tell you a joke about this Mexican. You know, or about this Jap. Hey, you're guilty of sin. And you ain't going to get God to do nothing for you. You got to treat everybody the same. You got to love everybody the same. Did you know this is what's scary? If you show favoritism between one person and another, even it may not be color, it may be a poor man versus a rich man. The word's clear in James chapter 3. If you show favoritism, you're guilty of adultery and murder. That's a good one, isn't it? But Lord, I didn't commit adultery. I didn't commit murder. He said, if you broke the law in one place, you're guilty of all of it. He fell from grace, and now the demons of hell have legal right to torment you. That's kind of scary, isn't it? It makes you watch what you say. Watch what you do. How many people would ever dream because you showed favoritism towards somebody? I mean, I think about Casey here. Fine young man, but he walks with a limp. He's got a little problem. Some kids in school would make fun of him for walking with a limp. He can't help it because he walks with a limp. Y'all know what I mean? But do you know, have you seen people, especially kids, that'll make fun of another one? Because he don't walk exactly right. Or you might see one, a girl's got a mole on her face, and they make fun of her.
Hey.
Yeah, they make fun of you. And when they do that, they're guilty of sin. And guess what that'll do? If you're guilty of murder and adultery, if you're guilty of showing favoritism, and that makes you guilty of murder and adultery, then if you're guilty of murder and adultery, then that opens the doors to the demonic world, and the devil has legal right to torment you. And you wonder why you're sick. You wonder why your family's sick. You wonder why you're dying and have all these problems. And all you can do is tell jokes about somebody else. But see, people don't understand. They don't read the word. Well, we walk in love. We got to love everybody the same. Is that right? You want God to answer your prayer? You can't show no favoritism. You got to treat everybody exactly the same. Okay? Well, it's only 5 o'clock. Praise the King. I have so much fun with the Word of God. Time don't mean nothing to me. I just go on and on and on and on. I love to see God heal His people. And I love to see you get something from God's Word. And I love to see you. When I have a young man like this, I've never met this young man until today, but either one of these young men that I remember anyway. I guess this is the first time I've ever run into y'all, isn't it? Or have
it's true.
True. But when I have them coming in on fire, telling me about things that God's doing since they've been listening to my teaching, I love to see young men on fire for Jesus. Wow. And you love it too. Hey, I love it. I love to think that the Word of God that I was able to teach has something to do with changing your life. But that's what God called all of us to do. To go out and win souls, cast out devils, and to heal the sick. And the only difference between me and the rest of you, y'all just didn't believe what He said. Took me a long time, but I finally got where I believe it. And we're getting there, aren't we, Frank?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We are. We absolutely are getting there. If we're sons of God, if we repent of our sins and we pray the prayer of faith over us, how many of us are going to have to get well? All. Well, Jesus said it. He promised it to you. Can God lie?
No,
He cannot. Now then, if you don't repent of a sin or you go back into a sin, guess what's going to happen to you? Okay, I'm going to go one more verse then. Cheryl said it's 5 o'clock, but I'm going to go one more place, one more verse before we quit today. And this is a scary one. You don't ever hear this taught in church, hardly ever. But I want to go to Hebrews 10:25 and on. Hebrews 10:25. And then we'll go on to verse 26 and right on down the page. But most people, this is why people in the church are sick. First of all, verse 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much more the more as you see the day approaching. So we are supposed to assemble together as the church, right?
Yes.
How many of us as Christians, when I ask you, well, are you a Christian? Yeah. Do you go to church? Well, no. Or I go to church Christmas and Easter. Now hear that, folks. And some of you may know what I'm talking about. You may have relatives that, well, we went to Christmas and Easter. What else does God want? Well, let me tell you, He wants you there every week. That's what He wants. He wants you to have an intimate walk with Him. You might ask Him if that's all He wants. If they're married, say, okay, your husband goes out. He only comes home on Christmas and Easter. What else do you want? I don't think that would fly, do you? No. But He says here, if you tell them that they're supposed to go to church and then they don't go to church, then look what He says in verse 26. Now, if you don't go to church after He tells you to go to church, what is that? Sin. If we sin willfully after we have the knowledge, have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. I mean, the blood of Jesus don't cover that no more, does it? Isn't that scary? That's scary stuff. Okay, let's read on. Let's don't stop right there. Let's read verse 27 and 28. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversary. Now, in other words, do you think you could be called God's adversary because you're disobeying Him? Sure. You're His adversary because you're not obeying. He that despises the law, Moses' law, died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Ooh, is that scary? Under Moses' law, if you disobeyed, you had two or three witnesses. They killed you. Ooh, let's go on. This doesn't stop there. Of how much more sore punishment. Now, they killed the other guy. Of how much more sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him has said, vengeance belongs to me. I will recompense, says the Lord, and again the Lord will judge his people. Now, do you want God to judge you? I don't want him to judge me. I don't want no judgment from God. Because I read all through the book when he judged people, what happened to them? They got sick and afflicted and tormented, and their children died, and their wife went off with somebody else, and you name it, it happened. Didn't it? So, do you want to sin willfully after you have the knowledge of the truth? No, when you read the Word and He says, go to church, what do you need to do? Find you a good church and be in it. I mean, be in it. We said, but that preacher, he ain't a very good preacher. It's okay, find you another one, but go there till you can find another one. You know, stay in some. Do something. If He tells you to walk holy and walk in obedience to His Word and don't sin, what should you do? I said I was going to quit, but I'm not. I'm going to go one more place. One more place, one more scripture, 1 Peter 2:21 and on. 1 Peter 2:21, we've got to see this. This is an example that He's given us to follow, and almost nobody walks there today. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow His steps, who did no sin. So if Christ left us an example to follow and He did no sin, how much sin should you and me have? I mean, the average church don't believe that today, do they, son? They do not. I guarantee you they don't. I've caught the flack many a time when I preach this right here. People say, good grief, you don't expect, God don't expect us to be sinless. He knows we're just people and we sin all day, every day. Nope, that's not what the Word says. That's why you're sick, too. That's why you're sick. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Now, you may have to put a couple of layers of tape on it, but you can have no guile in your mouth. The next two verses. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. Now, if all this is true, then look what that last statement says. Then by whose stripes you were healed. So if you do all above, guess what? You're going to get to walk in divine health, right? That's what it says. So with no sin, we read in the Psalms earlier that with no sin, we will not be visited with evil. Don't you like that? I love those promises. But it means if you do sin, you will be visited with evil. It's quite simple. It's got the both sides. You can't have it just one way.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.